Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, you want to have a nice glow? Well, how about a tour to Chernobyl?
At 2:15, we're joined by Ed Perkins, who has an important update on using your credit cards overseas.
Now, at the bottom of the hour, for those of you who chase points and miles or would like to, we have a visit from Lucky Ben the Blogger. He's going to tell us how he beats the system all the time.
And finally, at 2:45, we've got a man who builds miraculous things out of toothpicks. And what would the show be without a bed bug story? All that on a very busy an interesting hour today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Go on with the show.
Yes, sir, and welcome to another edition of the Travel Guys every Sunday at 2 o'clock right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Welcome to the program. Hello, Mark. Did you have yourself a fabulous come home from New York?
I did. Got home Monday safely and spent the whole week in Sacramento. It was very uneventful, and I'm not leaving until next Thursday. It's a pretty extended stay. By now, my staff is probably plotting for my departure. I'm sure.
Yeah, you know how it is when you don't see somebody for a long period of time. They come back looking a little different.
Yeah, when I come in, my staff doesn't know me by name, and they've changed the locks. That's always a bad sign when your key doesn't work.
Boy, we got a show chock full of great stuff today, so I certainly hope that you, our listener, can be here for the entire program. But let's do what we always do at this time of the program, and that's kick things off with the travel news with the Mark Hoffman Quartet in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, from Sports Leisure Vacations with the travel news, here's Mark.
Hey, and a quick reminder at the top of the show, if you are near a computer, you can participate in today's show by going to travelguysradio.com, listings of all of our guests, some great pictures, and some interesting links you will find there. Travelguysradio.com. In the travel news today, could Chernobyl tourism be just around the corner? Ukraine says it will lift restrictions on tourism in the zone around the Chernobyl nuclear power plant this year, formally opening the scene of the world's worst nuclear accident. To visitors. A limited number of visitors are already allowed into the exclusion zone around the plant, which exploded and burned in 1986.
Now, what do we expect? What do you expect to see when you go?
They commented that quite a wildlife preserve has sprung up around the old plant. So
and like the animals and things that either you don't recognize or have never seen before.
It would be interesting. I mean, I don't know that I would. It says guides monitor radiation levels and know where the people can go and where the people cannot go.
Available now in this most leisure vacation.
Most radioactive material has sunk into the soil, and visitors receive a dose comparable to the exposure they would receive on a transatlantic flight.
Oh, there you go.
Bedbugs beat the aircraft. A British Airlines jet was grounded. British Airlines took one of its Boeing 747 jumbo jets out of service after a passenger complained she was bitten by bedbugs during a flight. Business executive Jane Selkirk, who lives in California, said she had been bitten during two flights recently between Los Angeles and London. Turns out she sat in the exact same seat on the exact same airplane. Unhappy with the response from British Airways, Selkirk launched BA-bites.com, a website covering her experience in vivid detail, and I would encourage you. There's a link about bed bug bites on travelguysradio.com where you can find out all about Jane's experiences. A British Airways spokesperson said the aircraft involved had been taken out of service and treated before being returned back to the air. And next item, there was a serious earthquake in Christchurch just a little over a week ago. It's the second time they have been shaken down there. Corey Marshall of Anderson Tours is joining us live on the line now for a report from New Zealand. Corey, you got quite a jolt once again.
Monday, a week ago, obviously Christchurch was hit by that 6.3 magnitude quake, which was only 5 kilometers from the surface, and it was actually an aftershock of the September earthquake that happened down here, which was a much bigger in magnitude quake, but much less in terms of the impact, because it was much deeper into the Earth's surface. So, yeah, the past 10 days we've been on the ground assisting all of our passengers that were in the country and rearranging itineraries, making sure everyone's safe and okay.
Now, it's my understanding that things in Christchurch are really not okay at this point, but that the rest of the country is pretty much open for business and things are running pretty much as normal. Is that true?
That is very true. I mean, I'm in Auckland at the moment in our office, the operational office down here, and I look out my window and it's stunning scenery, very open for business. We're an island away. The earthquake is very centralized to Christchurch and the Christchurch region, and Christchurch we are recommending for the next 4 to 8 week period for people that are coming this way to reorganize their travel plan at least. We are looking kind of at a 4 month window in terms of when Christchurch becomes operational again in the CBD or the Central Business District. But Christchurch Airport is still open and the entire South Island is still open. I had a personal friend who was on a bicycle only 50 kilometers from Christchurch and he is fine and he is okay. And that whole region was relatively untouched. So, the rest of New Zealand is status quo, open for business, as beautiful as ever.
And Corey, the Kiwis are kind of banding together and making this all happen down there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, the Kiwis have a pretty unique culture. There's only 4 million people, to put it into a magnitude, in the entire nation. So when you're dealing with an issue of repair in excess of $10 billion, that's a large amount of money for a small nation.
Well, and it's a central tourism hub, so it's a place that when folks travel to New Zealand, their travels, if they're there for a week or so at least, their travels are most likely to take them through Christchurch at some point in time. So I guess our point to folks is that it's still very possible to travel in New Zealand. If you've got an itinerary scheduled to go there, it's safe to go there. You just want to rearrange your itinerary so that you don't have to be in the Christchurch area, because right now they are cleaning up as opposed to accommodating people.
That's correct. And I think the key words, though, is also that you will actually touch Christchurch Airport, and that's not a bad thing. Christchurch Airport is open for business. It's the way you access the South Island. You're not going to be in trouble by accessing the South Island through Christchurch Airport.
Corey Anderson with a report for us all the way from New Zealand. A New Hampshire bill would make TSA pat-downs a sex crime. A bill currently being considered in the New Hampshire legislature would classify the TSA's pat-down and body scanning procedures as a sexual offense. According to the Concord Union leader, screeners who subject travelers to either without probable cause could be charged with sexual assault. The charge would result in a lifetime classification as a Tier 3 sexual offender, the most serious classification in the area of the ridiculous department. Southwest Airlines launched their brand new frequent flyer update to their frequent flyer program, Rapid Rewards, last week. Needless to say, it was a catastrophe. Their computer system crashed. They were unable to take reservations or even swipe boarding passes for several hours. A ground stop was put in place at several airports where Southwest is the main carrier.
That's pretty unusual for Southwest. They usually get these things wrong.
It is, but you know what? They've been not getting things right with increasing regularity. JetBlue Airways, the low-fare carrier known for not nickeling and diming its passengers, quietly raised the price of its even more legroom seats by $5 this week and also boosted fees by $5 for a second checked bag to $35. JetBlue allows a first checked bag free. JetBlue has service to Long Beach and New York City from Sacramento. And I give the airlines a ration of garbage for a lot of things that they do, so let me put in a kudos for American Airlines. They have donated an MD-80 jet to Tulsa Tech University so that their aviation maintenance program can have a real airplane, to tear apart and put back together. So congratulations to American Airlines for that. And finally, Marriott has posted their new award prices for 2011. They have, in a typical hotel fashion, award fashion, approximately 100 hotels will decrease by a category, meaning it takes fewer points to book them. However, the bad news is that 350 hotels will increase by one category. So 350 go up and 100 go down. And somehow I'm sure that was communicated in a way that was made it seem like it was beneficial for all of us. I can't imagine any other way. Standing by on the line is our friend Ed Perkins from Ashland, Oregon. Ed is from, he blogs for SmarterTravel.com, and Ed is the former longtime writer of the and editor of the Consumer Reports Travel Letter. He will join us right after this break. You're listening to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
This is the Travel Guys and Entertainment on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Mark Hoffman of Sports Leisure Vacations, and I'm Tom Romano. And, Mark, we got a special guest on the line. Tell me about Ed Perkins, if you would.
We do. Thanks, everybody, for staying with us through that three-hour commercial break. And, by the way, you can find all of our guests today at information on all of our guests. It just seemed like a long time. I mean, I was standing here. It was a long time. You can find out more about all of our guests and how to reach all of them and some really interesting stuff, some great pictures. Follow along with us today at TravelGuysRadio.com or go there sometime during the week. Joining us live on the phone now is Ed Perkins. Ed is a writer for SmarterTravel.com. He writes a blog there. He was also the editor of the highly respected Consumer Reports Travel Letter. Why am I having so much trouble with that today?
It's because you criticized my commercials.
For many years. Ed joins us from Ashland, Oregon this afternoon. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for waiting patiently. I won't make any further comments about the commercial break.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. But Ed had two birthdays during the time that he was on the phone there.
Just never stops.
Yeah, it doesn't. Ed, good afternoon to you. We are, as we talked on the phone last night, we are old friends even though we've never met.
Well, I fortunately can say I have a lot of those around the country, and I'm delighted to meet up with you people.
Well, it's nice to I came across one of your blogs, and I thought, gee, you know, I know that man from someplace. And you write about some incredibly interesting things, mostly with a slant towards mature travelers, but a lot of information that really can appeal to a lot of folks. And one thing that you've been hot on recently is a situation with international travel and credit cards.
Yeah, that's right. Americans increasingly are finding that there are certain circumstances when they're traveling, particularly in Europe, that where their credit or debit cards don't work anymore. And the reason is that European banks have now gone almost 100%, as far as I can tell, to a security system for credit cards based on a built-in microchip, and then you use a PIN when you're verifying your purchase. And, of course, we use the system of a magnetic stripe, and then we sign a chit.
So what is an international traveler to do when he gets overseas and his credit card doesn't work?
Fortunately, if you're dealing with a real live person, you should be able to use your U.S. credit card because the terminals they use will display notice that says, hey, wait a minute, this is a different kind of card, so here's what you do to the merchant. The problem comes where the only way you can make a transaction is through some kind of an automated machine, a ticket machine or a toll booth or one of those 24/7 automated gasoline dispensing machines that they have. And if there's no person, you're out of luck. I mean, literally, there's no way you can take care of the transaction.
And there's not any way to be proactive on that before you travel. It's simply a matter of a technological difference between the way we do it here in the States and the way they do it overseas. Am I getting that correctly?
Well, almost. I mean, you actually can be proactive in one way, and that is that the big international exchange house, TravelX, is selling debit cards, preloaded stored value debit cards that do have a chip and PIN system in them. So you can buy one of those. So far, they're available only through retail locations, even though TravelX has a big website sale. As near as I can tell, they're not selling this card over the internet yet. And the problem with it is it's a lousy exchange rate. But if you're going to use it only in a few cases where your regular cards don't work, it may be worth the idea so that you don't get stuck needing to buy a ticket or needing to buy some gas or something like that and be unable to use your credit card.
And another thing we should remind folks before we move on here is that also if you're going traveling overseas, it's a good idea. I did this yesterday myself because I'm planning a trip to Europe later this month. Call your credit card companies. Let them put a note in your record of where you're going to be so you don't get there and have them decline a charge. And another topic that you covered recently is why having a travel agent or a personal travel consultant when you're planning a cruise is so important as opposed to just buying an airline ticket. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the main, the fundamental fact of it is that if you're going to buy a cruise, you're talking about 7 days, maybe more, where you're going to be living all 24/7 of that period with the decision you make. With an airline, so if it's a lousy airline, you got a few hours in an uncomfortable seat. But with a cruise line, you really kind of want to make sure that the cruise line you choose is appropriate. And
so having someone who has some experience in working with cruise lines and has been on cruise ships would be invaluable in that.
That's right. And I think with all the talk that all of us do about everything on the Internet, it's all too easy to ignore the fact that real bricks-and-mortar travel agents still provide a valuable service to an awful lot of people.
I agree. Ed, I thank you for your time today. Ed Perkins from Smarter Travel joining us on the Travel and Entertainment Guys today. And, Ed, I hope you will be a regular guest on the program. You've got some incredibly wonderful tips. If folks will go to TravelGuysRadio.com, you can hear the whole you can see the whole story on the travel credit cards and also see check out some of Ed's more recent blogs on Smarter Travel. Thanks for your time, Ed, this afternoon.
Nice to be with you.
All right. Ed Perkins with us this afternoon on the Travel Guys. By the way, a reminder, Tom, to all the folks who are listening out there, you can get notifications of what's going to be on the Travel Guys on the weekend. When you go to our website at TravelGuysRadio.com, there's a little place there where you can just enter your email address. We won't bombard you, and we don't give your address to anybody else. We just will send you a little notice and tell you what's going to be on the radio that weekend.
Very cool. And Mark, my question simply, and we'll talk about this later on, is why all credit cards aren't like that with the chip, with the PIN, the more secure.
When we come back after the news, also, we've got a late-breaking news story about airlines removing oxygen units in the restrooms. Just broke over the weekend. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Hi, this is the Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds for Sacramento Infinity. Sacramento Infinity is the model for which I look to all car dealers to aspire. The sales process at Sacramento Infinity is completely transparent, and you'll get to a fair price quickly, whether it's in person, on the phone, or online at their great website. The owner, Hack McCraw, and General Sales Manager, John Colamartino, handle you personally when you let them know that the Car Pro referred you. Right now, certified pre-owned Infiniti G sedans, G coupes, and the M series have financing starting at 0.99% for 36 months with approved credit. And they've got the all-new 2011 QX56 in stock. If you haven't seen that, please go by and see it. It's awesome. If you want an excellent price on your newer pre-owned car and an outstanding experience, go today to see Hack and John at Sacramento Infinity in the Roseville Auto Mall or online, sacramentoinfinity.com.
There aren't many places on this planet more spectacular than the national parks of Utah and Arizona. Now you can discover the scenic wonderland with sports leisure vacations on a terrific 8-day trip this spring. Fly to Las Vegas and then travel by coach to Zion and Bryce Canyon National Parks, to Lake Powell and to the rarely visited north rim of the Grand Canyon. You'll enjoy a cruise on Lake Powell and flight seeing above it, plus narrated tours of each park. The bright colors of Bryce, the towering monoliths of Zion, the landscapes that appear like ancient temples in the distance. These are the Arizona and Utah Canyonlands. You'll travel with experienced sports leisure tour director Scott Angeletti and enjoy a leisurely itinerary. The package includes airfare, 12 meals, and our signature door-to-door service. For more information, call Sports Leisure Vacations Monday at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687. Or visit us right now on the web at sportsleisure.com. The Canyonlands of Utah, memories that will last a lifetime. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Joining us on the line now is Ben Schlappig. Ben is a professional mileage runner and collector of points. Ben has been a guest with us once before, but when Ben was on the program before, we talked for a while, we got off the air, and Ben said, well, gee, you know, last year he'd gone about 400,000 miles, and he'd done it for less than $4,000, and I thought, holy cow, I fly a little less than half of that a year, and I feel like I'm on an airplane all the time. So for somebody to fly twice that, and then I start reading your blogs, and I see, well, you're going to this foreign country, and that foreign country, and it sounds like you know about half the gate. You probably know all the gate agents in Tampa, your home city. You fly a lot of United. Ben, how old were you when you got your first frequent flyer designation?
Well, I actually achieved top-tier status with United when I was 14.
When you were 14 years old?
So I was flying 100,000 miles a year then.
So for the folks who are not familiar with that, that means what we call in the industry 1K, 100,000 miles a year. That makes you the guy who goes to the front of the line all the time, the guy who is most likely to get the upgrades and things of that sort. So it makes you a very, very privileged character. Ben, what you do, kind of, you've turned it into a profession, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But literally, you go to the airport hoping that you're going to get kicked off the plane.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll fly, hopefully, over weekend 8 segments or so, and hopefully at least a couple of those will be oversold. And for each oversold flight, they usually compensate you with $400 in travel credits, which you can apply to a future itinerary at that point. So it can be quite profitable to fly.
And so in many cases, you're already on a ticket that you've used, that you've bought with previous vouchers, and you're collecting,
yeah.
vouchers for your next trip.
It's a conga of sorts, I guess. Yes, you book that first ticket, and you hope that you get vouchers on each trip, and it usually works out, and then you almost never end up paying for your travel.
Ben, it sounds to me like that you have grown up being a guy who just loves to beat the system. Now, for the average flyer who's not really looking to beat the system, but to take advantage of opportunities in the industry, what would you recommend?
I think the most basic thing you can do to earn miles is sign up for credit cards when they have good bonuses. So, for example, American Airlines up until yesterday had a 75,000-mile bonus on their Citi Advantage credit card, and that's enough for a round-trip ticket to basically anywhere in the world, or even a one-way first-class ticket to Asia, Australia, South America, almost anywhere in the world. So, I mean, that really is the cheapest way to earn miles for next to nothing.
So, but Ben, we're always told that if you sign up for a lot of these credit cards and you cancel them at the end of a year and stuff, that hurts your credit rating. So how are you able to finagle that part of it?
You know, I think it's a function of actually if you pay off your bills and you don't have any late payments. I sign up for about 10 credit cards a year probably, and my credit score is very good. So, you know, I think that's more a myth than anything else. Just pay everything off on time. Keep a few cards for a long time so that you have a longer account history. But other than that, you can cancel them all within the first year, and usually you'll still have a very good credit score.
We're talking to Ben Schlopik. Ben is a professional frequent flyer, is about the only way that I can describe it, at the age of 23. Ben is a senior at the University of Florida, Gainesville. And, Ben, how do you find time to be a student and also to fly all of this? And I understand that this flying has kind of led to a travel consulting business.
It does. You know, I really don't spend as much time on school as I should at times. It's kind of some weeks I forget, oh, I have class on Tuesday, or last week, unfortunately, I forgot I had an exam, but it all turned out okay. But for the most part, you know, I'm very passionate about travel and everything having to do with it, and I've started my own business, and I plan on continuing to pursue this after school. So, you know, I really probably should spend a bit more time on class, but I really love what I do, and it's working out very well. So,
as a mileage runner, it sounds like something that's illegal, Ben. All of the stuff that you do is on the up and up, and all qualifies, and all of that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the airlines publish the rules. I'm not breaking any airline rules. They choose to oversell flights. They choose to, you know, allow certain routings where, for the same price as flying Tampa to Denver to San Francisco, you could fly Tampa to Washington, to Orlando, to Denver, to Portland, to San Francisco.
Have you ever gotten any heat from any of the airlines for what it is that you do?
Not so much from the airlines, but all the time I have gate agents that look at me like I'm crazy because, you know, you get
you again.
So I went to Maui and I turned right around.
Yeah, now this is, and people have to really and truly, on TravelGuysRadio.com, and today we have a lot of wonderful guests. This is really a good reason to go to our website today. We'll have a link to Ben's website on there, and you owe it to yourself if you're a frequent flyer and you're listening to us, and you've always wondered, how do these guys get things? Or if you're not a frequent flyer and you've looked at the gate and you see, you know, all these people are getting upgrades and stuff like that, and they're boarding first, and you're thinking, how come I'm not one of these people? You need to go and read a little bit of Ben's blog, because it's not only fascinating for those of us who play that game all the time, but I think for folks who are thinking, how do you get into it? How do you get started? Well, get yourself a credit card, get yourself some affiliation, because Ben, you get stuck in a snowstorm or something like that, and having that 1K status makes a huge difference, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, you can also use that to your advantage and try to get in a snowstorm onto oversold flights and then volunteer to get off. So I actually try to always fly into the storm when possible.
The only man we know who flies, he told this to me, Tom, the only man we know who flies into the storm hoping that he gets stuck. Now, Ben, obviously you have to stay someplace, and you're a college student, and you know, you've told us you have a source of income here, but we're, I get from your website that you're a Hyatt and Holiday Inn man, but do you play that same kind of point finagling game to not have to pay for your lodging too?
Yeah, with the airlines it's called mileage running, and with hotels it's called mattress running. So it can actually be just as profitable to mattress run. So even when I'm at home in Tampa, I usually spend probably half of my time at the local Hyatt hotel due to promotions they have. And that more than pays for, you know, five-star hotels anywhere in the world.
A mattress runner. Ben, tell us a little bit about you've started a consulting, travel consulting business from this. So what is it exactly that you're doing to create revenue from your experiences?
Basically, I have a travel consulting company which helps people utilize their miles as efficiently as possible. So when you earn those miles through those credit card sign-up bonuses or flying, and then you want to use them for, you know, your dream vacation to Asia in first class or whatever, you know, a lot of times availability is tough to find nowadays, so I will find the availability that, you know, the airlines say is not there. And I also help small businesses basically maximize their travel benefits at, well, you know, the lowest cost possible.
Well, Ben, then what we're going to do, we'll have you back from time to time, and we don't, obviously don't want you to give away any trade secrets, but maybe you can share some of your experiences with us. And again, it's boardingarea.com is where you will find Ben's blog. It's 1 mile at a time. Or if you just go to travelguysradio.com, we will lead you right to where Ben blogs and a lot of other folks blog about travel and stuff like that. For those of you who travel a lot, you will find it fascinating. Ben, I know you're kind of fighting a cold this morning, so I really thank you for getting up and being a part of our program on a Sunday. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, I've pretty much decided this is what I'm going to do when I retire.
You think?
Absolutely.
You think?
Yeah.
This guy has got the system just so nailed. It's just, I kind of hang every time I'm listening to him and I read his stuff online. And it's just, I mean, he has figured out what we all wish we could do. And I intend to find out how he's done it.
You know, the only thing I don't think, because he's a student and so forth, that Ben doesn't really get to do is enjoy some of the places he goes to. It's turn around and goes, okay.
Well, yeah.
That's where I will be different.
I suspect, but Ben right now is in the Virgin America Lounge in San Francisco Airport.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know, I knew there had to be a little fooling around in here somewhere, so now we found out where he puts the virgins. He keeps them in San Francisco. Anyways, when we come back after the, thank you, Ben, for a great interview. When we come back after the break, we are going to talk to a man who builds things out of toothpicks.
This is crazy stuff, and you do right.
Absolutely. This is worth the whole day, so stay with us.
Yes, and go to travelguysradio.com and see the pictures. Listening to the Travel Guys, we're News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Welcome back to the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and one of our goals on this program is to find folks who have really unique skills.
Thank you.
That other folks would...
You're welcome. Talking about me.
Yeah, absolutely. That other people would find entertaining or amusing or fascinating, and we have found a person who fits all of those categories. He is the Toothpick Man. His name is Stan Munro. Am I pronouncing it right, Stan?
That's it. You forgot to mention freak. I'm okay with that.
And Stan is a man who builds things out of toothpicks. Now, before we get started here, I really have to tell you, if you are near a computer and you can go to travelguysradio.com, you are going to be able to see some pictures of all of some of the things that Stan has built and some of the things that we're talking about. And also you can then go on to his website, which has all kinds of fascinating stuff. In fact, if you're in Syracuse, New York, you can even go and see Stan's stuff on display in the museum there. Stan, how did you get started building castles out of toothpicks?
Oh, it was by accident, like any good thing in life. I mean, it had been a passion of mine my whole life, ever since the fifth grade, where my teacher told us we all had to build a structure that was at least 10 inches tall that would hold the weight of an egg. Wow. And mine held my desk. And so it was essentially the first time I got attention from girls.
Well, there you go.
Anything more. I mean, that was it. Throughout high school, even in college, you know, I made things out of toothpicks to give my girlfriend. You know, they eventually came back to me in pieces, but it was just fun. It was something to do on my off time. I got one of those brains that always has to be doing something. Even if I'm watching TV, I got to be fiddling with something, working on a puzzle.
Now, some of these things must take you a tremendous amount of time. And I can't even start to imagine the patience it would take to work with toothpicks.
Well, that's good job security for me then. But it's not like I take into the whole. I mean, at first you take in the whole picture and what you have to do, but then you do each section separately. Otherwise, you will be blown away. You will it'll just be too much. Like today, all I got to do is this one facade on the west side of La Sagrada Familia, a cathedral in Spain, and that's it. And well, I don't put, you know, great big expectations on it. Whatever I get done today, I get done. Don't worry about tomorrow.
Do you have any Guinness Book of World Records for toothpick constructions yet, Stan?
No, I came very close. And in the beginning, I think that was my primary goal, was just to freak people out with just the sheer size of Toothpick City 1, which ended up at the New York State Fair. And I came close to beating the 1 million toothpick mark. And literally within a week, it was during Hurricane Katrina, I had sent in my paperwork, and I was a week too late. A guy built a solid toothpick alligator with 3 million toothpicks. Flat toothpicks, I'm assuming, because I can't store 3 million toothpicks in my home.
You're listening to the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Our guest is Stan Munro, who is the toothpick guy. In case you've picked up in the middle of this conversation and wonder what the heck we're talking about, Stan builds things out of toothpicks. TravelGuysRadio.com will give you an opportunity to see some of his creations, which, I mean, I'm looking here, for example, at the U.S. Air Force Academy at Cadet Chapel in Colorado Springs. A landmark that many of us are familiar with. Which one of your creations are you the most proud of, or which one has an interesting story behind it?
Well, they all have a great story behind it, but I'm always fascinated most with the one I'm working on at this moment. So, and that never changes. I mean, the current one is La Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, which will take me at least 3 months to build. And it's just amazing. It's still under construction in Barcelona, so I hope to beat them, because they still got at least another 20 years before they finish the real one.
And so your work is, you are now putting it out as an exhibition to, and making it available, I see on your website here, to museums and the like, could actually have an exhibition of your work in their facility.
Yeah, I'm actually looking for a museum that wants it later on this year, that wants it for a couple months, and we'll see. And I only have one building that's up for sale, and that's the Eiffel Tower. So,
wow.
I do have to sell something.
give us some idea, just for fun, Stan. What are you asking for an Eiffel Tower made out of toothpicks?
Eiffel Tower that was 3 months' worth of work is $22,000.
$22,000 for an Eiffel Tower made out of toothpicks.
And
what a steal.
It only has about 12,000 to 15,000 toothpicks in it.
And we've only got one of these. So if you're thinking that you want this Eiffel Tower, you've got to go to TravelGuysRadio.com right now and get Stan's information and get in contact with him, because once this Eiffel Tower is gone, there will not be another one for at least 3 months, because that's how long it took him to build it. Stan, this stuff is just absolutely fascinating. Really appreciate your time today. I know that you're in Florida. Your wife is quite ill and waiting for a liver transplant?
It's a combination liver-kidney transplant.
Well, you certainly have our prayers, and we send you good vibes from Sacramento.
Absolutely. Yes.
Any man who has the patience and the talent to build the stuff that you have built, what an incredible artist you are. And thank you for sharing a few minutes of your time with us today.
Thank you so much.
Stan Munro, the toothpick man. Go to TravelGuysRadio.com, please, and take a look at some of Stan's stuff. And you can go to his website, and you can even drop him a little note if you'd like to. Thanks to Stan for taking a little bit of time out of his day today.
We'll be back with more, not necessarily more toothpicks, but more of the Travel Guys and Entertainment right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Travel Guys Radio and Entertainment.
9 to 5, coming to town soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Community Center.
Outstanding.
I got tickets. We can't wait to go.
We're going
to
give some away?
I'll give them a call and let's see if we can get some for next weekend.
Go to TravelGuysRadio.com on your computer right now or in the future, and we got something new, thanks to Ryan, and that is what's coming up on the Travel Guys. It's real easy to find out. You can simply join our mailing list. Simply put in your email address. We promise not to share it with anybody, and we'll send you a notice as to what's coming up on the show so that you can be here and enjoy your favorite stuff on the Travel Guys.
Hey, right? we got a couple of housekeeping things from the Sports Leisure Vacations Department. First of all, I have the names of a couple of lucky winners of $100 in tour certificates. If they call our office before the end of business on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, Harry Tarbell and Dorothy Cruz, who are members of the Sports Leisure Vacations Travel Club, if you call our office Monday or Tuesday, you are eligible to win a $100 tour certificate. And what happens sometimes is someone who's listening for them calls and tells them they heard their name on the air. Also, a reminder to our Travel Club members that our Spring Preview Day at the KVIE Studios is on April 1st and 2nd. You need to make reservations. There is no admission fee, although we are collecting books for the KVIE Literacy Program. You can call Sports Leisure Vacations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at 361-TOUR and make your reservations for our preview day. One more community shout-out here. On Saturday, March the 19th, the Rancho Cordova Police Activities League is having a crab feed. And I mention this because I went to it last year with Clayton. I'm going this year and taking a bunch of my office staff. And these folks do a really good job of creating programs for the kids in Rancho Cordova. You know, you and I both live there.
There you go. And St. John Vianney?
Yeah, they're keeping it. That's exactly it. And the tickets are $40. And this isn't on our website or anyway, but we'll put it on our website for next week. But if you're interested in tickets to the Rancho Cordova PAL crab feed, 875-9627. 875-9627. Those folks, Officer Zach Hatch and his team, do a terrific job there. One more thing here. U.S. 2011 U.S. Hotel Chain Survey is now out. And we won't go into it, but it's on our – you can get it off of our website. It tells you which hotels are in which categories, got which ratings and stuff like that. It's kind of fascinating reading if you're one of those geeks like me who enjoys that stuff. And we're not supposed to do shout-outs on the radio, of course. We would never do that because that would be wrong. But if we did shout-outs on the radio, I would thank my Mather Toastmasters Club for all of their assistance this week in fine-tuning my broadcasting abilities such as they are. And we would never do shout-outs to radio audiences.
Oh,
but if
no,
we did,
no. Oh, no, no. So, well, since I didn't win the $100 a while ago, all I want to say is if you love the classic hits of the 70s and 80s, join me every Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, on Classic 93.1.
And one more quick thing here. We promised folks before the news at the bottom of the hour, we have a breaking news story here. Airlines have been working feverishly over the last 2 weeks to remove oxygen units inside the restrooms on board airplanes. Apparently, it never dawned on anybody that somebody could go in there and disable one of those. They're powered by a generator, and you can create a fire or a hazard using oxygen. So without telling anybody, this is a story that TheStreet.com, which is a financial information service, came across a couple of 3 weeks ago, and because the AAA asked them to hold the story, they have not said anything about it until this weekend. But apparently the airlines have been quickly taking all of these. It's so that if you're in the restroom and the cabin gets depressurized, that you can still breathe. And what they've decided is that we'll just check the bathroom to make sure there's nobody in there, and we won't have that. But anyway, breaking story. You'll probably hear more about it during the week. Over 6,000 aircraft affected, but in this case, they're being proactive before somebody went in the restroom to do something awful to us.
There you go.
So next weekend, great show. The Hamptons going to the Big Island, Hawaii.
Back to Hawaii.
We have got a great program for you. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I am Mark Hoffman.
And I'm Tom Romano. We sure appreciate you joining us every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 o'clock. And remember, visit our website, TravelGuysRadio.com, often, okay?
We'll see you next Sunday. Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Have a great week.
Again, going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on.
the road again.